produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This radio program is produced by Kayla Padgett on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
Greetings, everyone. You are listening to United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World. My name is Pastor Thandwe Nyoni from Johannesburg, South Africa. The name of our program is called Onede on a Ndiza Nathi. This show is produced by Kayla Padgett, and welcome to the broadcast today. I greet you in the name that is above every other name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is surely a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's September, my birthday month. I enjoy announcing this statement because when it's your birthday month, you pray for people to remember your birthday and bring in a whole lot of presents. However, let us start by looking at our topic or at our talk for today. I'm looking at the story in the Bible about the man who lay at the pool of Bethesda. That's a Hebrew word for it's a sheep market. They said it's a sheep market pool, which was called Bethesda. It's in John chapter 5. We'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 9. But just to give you a background before I announce my topic, this is the story. It's about the man who lay near at the pool who was sick for 38 years. And there were a whole lot of other people agadebekula nabo belele lapho. And the Bible ndeboko shata tells us ukuthi bebebaningi abantu belele lapho ngegulo ehlukile, meaning ukuthi that place was a house of the sick. You may say it's a pool, but it was almost like indlu, because people lay there waiting for the angel to come and stir up the waters. The Bible tells us ukuthi they would be healed. This got me to think, wow, if it was our time, yanamhlanje, let's say a person had HIV and AIDS, had they been able to go inside the water, begijima, befika kuqala, they would be healed of their illness. Imagine. It only took Christ ukufika kuka Jesu for the man lo abangalisho iBhayibheli igama lakhe ukuthi ubani, but sazi nje ukuthi he lay there for 38 years. It took Christ to pronounce the word, "Rise up, take your bed and walk." My topic for today: rise up and walk. How many of us would Jesus say, "Gubo, today, rise up and walk"? Rise up and walk from financial bondage obeguyo for maybe not 38 years, but many years. How many of us can God say, "Rise up and walk from a relationship elimele"? How many of us would God say, rise up and walk from that illness that kept you lying in that bed, hospital or whether at home? How many? How many of us would God say, rise up and walk from spiritual disorder? Rise up and walk. How many of us? That is our topic for today. We are rising up and we are walking with Christ. Now let's read our Bible. John chapter 5 from verse 1 to verse 9. It reads thus. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of important folk, of blind, walled, withered, waiting for the move of the water. Remember, the angel time and again came to stir up the water. Let's ask to begin. Verse 4. For the angel went down at a certain season unto the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lay and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? In other words, do you want to be made whole? That's a question that Jesus asked this man. The important man answered him, say, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me unto the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Buga verse 7 uti, this man is answering Jesus, uti, ay, angna mundu, ongfage manzini, uze ati say, he recognizes ukuthi lo muntu okhuluma naye is a different man, akusho umuntu nje. When we go back to chapter 6, verse 6, uJesu, the Bible lithi, uJesu wazile ukuthi this man had lay there for a very long time. That tells you about Jesus, ukuthi he had compassion, or he is compassion. Let's go to verse 9. The Bible says, and immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. Amen. Now, let's look at this, the dynamics zale story. And asizicabangeni nathi bazalwane ukuthi sikuphi. In our social emotional wellness, how do I put it? In our social healing, emotional, psychological, physical, academic, all spheres of life, ukuthi, where are we? Are we sick or are we healthy? Do we need Jesus to come in and say, rise up and walk from that infirmity situation, from that illness? Because a whole lot of us are sick in many areas than one. We are really sick and we really need ukuvuswa nokusukunyiswa uJesu. The Bible tells us ukuthi this man had lay there for 38 years egula. Abachazeli ukuthi uphethwe yini. But this makes you to imagine ukuthi how many of us have been in a situation forever. Siloke sibanjwe isimo. Ugulela umzali for 10 years, for 20 years. ubu financial bankruptcy for 30 years so loko wena lo kungena mali. I'm thinking about some of us, including myself, in the package where situations just don't work out for you to have finances. But isimo siyaqindezela, how many of us? I'm talking about illnesses that has kept us in bondage for years. We can look at this verse or these verses and break them down and really think, ukuthi, how many of us are in a similar situation with this man, kule pool of Bethesda? Because one, this man has been sick for a long time. And most of us have been in conditions that have kept us sick. It may not be physical illness, pay, uba blind, no uba, maybe e cancer or HIV or anything, or blood pressure or any illness of that sort. But it can be emotional blindness. It can be financial and handicap. It can be a whole lot of issues that make you not to move forward or become that which what you are. In fact, the Bible tells us, mecala ku verse 1, ikhuluma ukuthi there was a feast at Jerusalem. It makes you wonder ukuthi in the midst of beauty, in the midst of health, in the midst of abundance, but there was a pool of Bethesda, meaning ukuthi there was a place where people are sick whilst there was indawo la ku healthy khona. So meaning ukuthi there was so much of an imbalance. An imbalance right in Jerusalem, right in a place of beauty. Hold on. Let's just hold on, South Africa. Let's just think about it. How many of us are in bondage? So, similarly to this man, the pool of Bethesda, Nati, there may be issues that we are struggling with. Maybe it's relationships in your home. Relationships that have been stagnant, failing, and being in bondage for years. So there are situations that we have encountered for years as in need of Jesus. This man had an opportunity to walk out and ukuthi ayongena ku pool of Bethesda, but uyazishelo yena ukuthi he couldn't, meaning ukuthi another point, ukuthi there are indlela thina sizama ngazo ukuzikhipha ezimeni, but sihlulekile. He had tried. The angel of the Lord, when it came to stir up the water, he did try, but other people went in before him and they got their healing before him. So I can imagine most of us, ukuthi as you see other people becoming blessed, maybe blessing is not really the riches or the houses and everything, because if blessing is endowed, it's within. But if blessing, the houses and everything else, is just a reflection or manifestation, it's just a ipunga layo. It's not necessarily it. But how many people would say, ukuthi, but I see other people succeeding before me. Yes, ngiyesikolweni ngifundile ngaqeda, but I have not seen the fruits of my labor as yet. I'm talking about ukufika kaJesu esimeni okuso, isimeni esikuso thina, esabantu baseMzantsi Afrika nabantu emhlabeni jikelele. These are the areas la sinikezela kuThixo sithi Nkosi Jesu, sizamile ngawethu amandla kodwa namhlanje, we bow and we worship you. We kneel before your throne and we say, Thixo, nakho, njengoba wena uNkulunkulu wazi ukuresurrecta uJesu ekufeni, nazi izimo esihleli kuzona, sicela nathi uzivuze kulokufa ezikuko, because we need you. This man wants you, I would assume, because the Bible doesn't tell us ukuthi he was born ill. So it means illness emthola endleleni. Some of us ubonzima nobuhlungu nokugula kusithola endleleni. But when Jesus comes into the situation, it is him that says, rise up and walk. Ngamanye amagama, we must be able to hear ukuthi sekufike bani. Kufika umnikazi wempilo, uJesu Christ qobo lwakhe. He says, rise up and walk. May God really help us. May God help me and you, mlaleli, ukuthi we must rise up and walk, because sekufike yena umnikazi wempilo. When he died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." He who knew no sin was made sin for us. It takes his voice to say, "Rise up and walk." I can imagine how many of us Jesus is looking down upon. I think the Bible tells us that he's seated at the right hand of the Father right now as you speak, and he intercedes for us. I can imagine how many of us he looks at my situations ehleli kuwo for years. I need just his word to just rise up and walk. In fact, when I was thinking about this story nje kancane, ukuthi Jesus, the Bible tells us ukuthi he knew what this man was in that condition for many years. And even then we ambuza ukuthi, "Do you want to be made whole?" I wonder ukuthi Jesu ucabangani, because there's another era yokucabanga kimi engitshela ukuthi he must be thinking, how can you sit in that position for so long? Kunencedo, kunempilo, kunegama eliphezu kwawo wonke amagama emhlabeni, igama lika Jesu Kristu uqobo lwakhe. He's wondering, how much do you know about your identity? Because when God created the whole universe, he said, "Let us make men in our image, that they may rule over the birds of the air and every creation." Sengiyalikhotha njalo bazalwana, ngiyanga ku Genesis 1 verse 28. But I'm wondering ukuthi uJesu uyasibuka lesimo somuntu owenze ngomfanekiso wakhe kodwa ongakwazi ukukhuluma nesimo themselves, aba in bondage whilst they have the power in the inside of them to say, "Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world." But because yena Jesu uyinkosi, uwumsindisi, ubaba, umadida omenzwe into zonke, uthando, it is that very love, that very compassion that makes him to ask ulondoda ukuthi, "Do you wish, do you want to be made whole?" Irrespective of the answer of the man, ukuthi, "Hey, Nkosi, ngizamile ukukephulini, mangithi ngiyafinyelela, omunye ufinyelela phambi kwami athole ukuphola, mina ngihlulekile, ngiyahluleka ngamanye amagama." Despite the answer, despite the fact that the man is saying, "Moyo ngcwele, I can't," but Jesus says, "Rise up and walk." How many of us this day can receive that word from Christ? Asbeku verse 9-10. Ithi, "And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked." Immediately, Jesus. Immediately. 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 Jesus is a man of immediately. He's a God of immediately. He's a love of immediately. Because when God says, "Rise up and walk," immediately, immediately, immediately. Can we pray? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray as your daughters and sons in South Africa and around the world. We pray, Lord, wena nkulunkulu wena mdali wezulu nomhlaba, Baba, siphathi kwamanzi afundiwe kuJohn 5 from verse 1 to verse 9, echazile ukuthi the man at the pool of Bethesda, God, the man was healed for many, was sick for many years, but it took the word, it took the voice of Jesus Christ to say to him, "Rise up and walk." It took the word, it took Jesus Christ asking the man, "Do you want to be healed?" Despite the answer of the man, "Lord, you have healed him nonetheless." Baba, we pray as South Africans, we pray as the world, in every situation that we found ourselves in bondage, off. We pray now ukuthi sinikezela kuwena. Lord, sicela lakhe izwi liphumayo eliphuma lwenza umsebenzi right now that we must rise up and walk. Rise up from any financial conditions, emotional, psychological, physical, any conditions that has caused us not to become who we are supposed to be kulomhlaba. Baba, the world ndebo shendebe kingena mata ndebo khongingene moto. The world tells us that you came so that we may have a life and have it to its abundance. It also tells us in the same vicinity of the chapter that Jerusalem there was a feast talking ndebo khala moshendebe about abundance in the midst of everything that has not gone right. But we pray, Lord, that may there be balance in our lives, may there be healing. Ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu ndebo khoshende mata. Baba, there must be somebody out there in this world who is sick of ndebo khongene moto, of an infirmity ngebendebo khokoda boshi, of a disease, whether you call it HIV, AIDS, ndebo khongene moshi. Abanye baphethwe yizinyawo, Lord, amakhande ndebo ngingene mata, ama lungs, ama pancreases ndebo khongokoto, ugula emzimbeni ndebo khongene moshi ndebiti. Baba, we pray for them this day ndebo khongala moshi, that they may rise up and walk ndebo gela bashi ndebo ngongolo boshi ndebiti. Baba, kungenzeki kuthina bantu kuyenzeka ndebo ngingene moto. May we receive your heart, may we receive your word this day ndebo khola moshi ndemata, in your name, Lord Jesus, ndebo ngingene moto. Father, we have prayed ndebo khingene moshi ndebiti ngolo boshi ndebo shinde mata ndebo shinde buta. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance that comes from you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Bazalwane, as I conclude our talk or preaching for the day, I'd like to make the following announcements. On the 30th of November, Onede will be relaunched, and it's also a motivational wellness session. We're relaunching Onede Prodigy, and we have the following speakers: Mr. Petulo Malapane, who's a strategist and an activist. He'll be talking on the topic of on his book Impact Generation. We also have Mr. Deboho Mokine, who's a financial solutionist. He'll be speaking on financial freedom through wisdom. And lastly, we have Miss Paul Shanzepe. She will be speaking on love, life, and purpose. The venue for our event is at Orlando East Communal Hall in Soweto, and the starting time is 10 o'clock in the morning. People are invited from all walks of life, and entry is free. You don't have to pay anything. However, if you are attached to donate, to make a donation to us, we can appreciate that. But for the person who would like to come and doesn't have any resource, you are most welcome to come. This session is for you. The date is the 30th of November this year, 2019. Again, Onede Prodigy offers the following services: it's motivation, it's counseling, it's strategic planning. We are available to offer this, any of these services, to any person all over the world. Obviously, here we do charge, and people are welcome to call us at the number that I'll give just now. And finally, I have an audiobook CD as Pastor Tandwe Nyoni. I have an audiobook. I produced a 31-minute audiobook CD entitled Getting My House in Order, wherein I relate the story of my life in 2002 when I had a physical and a mental breakdown. However, the story is designed in such a way that you as a listener, you mirror yourself from my own story. Then we walk together as we get our houses in order. The number to call it's or to WhatsApp me preferably is 084-669-3615, 084-669-3615, or you can email us at unede@yahoo.com, unede@yahoo.com. You spell unede as UNGCEDE. I would like to thank our radio network for the opportunity to save this day, and that is me signing off this day, and say God bless and God day. This is Pastor Tandwe Nyoni. I thank you.
This radio program was produced by Kayla Paget on United Kingdom Radio Network, USA World.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Well, 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 good day, good evening, good morning, wherever you are throughout the world that the Lord has created and the Lord has given unto us to live in it and give Him glory. Greetings to you again and welcome to Destined for Glory. My name is Benjamin Kutsuane, and this is your program Destined for Glory through the airwaves of Finding My Way Radio. So we greet you today in the name of Jesus Christ, and we welcome you to the program that we believe God has stirred up by His Spirit, for He knows what you and I need today. And we believe that this is the day that the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad in. And so even as we go into our program today, let's begin with prayer together. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again for yet another day that you made for us to rejoice and be glad in. We thank you that, Father, you have appointed that we shall be alive in this day, in the year 2017, where we shall see your glory that is destined to cover the earth, even as the waters cover the sea. Father, I embrace every one of the listeners throughout the world. We speak the breakthrough of the name of Jesus Christ as the exalted one, whom you have exalted and gave the name that is above every other name. We speak the breakthrough of the name of Jesus in the spirit, in the soul, in the body, in the character, in the material, and in the relations of everyone that is listening right now. And we thank you that in you there is abundance of life, and we speak the witness of that abundance of life in the life of everyone that is listening right now. In the name of Jesus, we receive our faith right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear listener, this is yet another day for us to embrace the broken seals of the revelation of God's Word. And even as we go into this program, let me just put it forward to you that you can connect with us if you want to email us. You can email me on bkutsuane, that's B for Benjamin, and khutsuane at yahoo.com. That's where you can connect with me right there, or on our Facebook page, that's Benjamin Kutsuane on Facebook page. And of course, through the Finding My Way Radio, you can also connect with us. And of course, on our mobile number there, it's +27 for South African code, +27 and 72 11 51 793, and we can connect together, pray together, even over the line. And we know that God is faithful. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask, what we think, and what we desire. So we thank God today that we can embrace together the appointment with the heavens. Remember, He said, what, two or three gather together in my name? He says, there am I in the midst of them. I do believe that as we meet across the world through the airwaves right now, it's more than two or three. And remember when Jesus said, we're two or three gathered together in my name, He didn't give us just a religious conscience soothing statement where we comfort ourselves when people did not turn up. No, when He said two or three gathered together in my name, He meant there is a covenanted resolution in heaven that whenever we connect in the name of Jesus, heaven cannot hold back. Heaven is bound to come down. Heaven is bound to release the heart of God, the intent of God, which is life and life eternal for everyone who receives, even in the presence of Jesus. So we thank God that we can connect in this way. Remember that we've been going together with the victory of the revelation of Jesus. This is the word that says to you and I, the ultimate victory for us to live in this world is to receive Jesus Christ by revelation. And what is the channel of revelation? I want us to receive it today, that the channel of revelation is faith. Yes, faith is the channel of the revelation of Jesus Christ, because the revelation of Jesus Christ is embodied in what the world calls grace. It is the grace of God. The grace of God is the very revelation of Jesus Christ. But faith is a channel that channels the revelation of Jesus Christ in our life. Where do we get that from? When we read our Bibles again in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, the word says unto us, you were saved by grace. And it says, through faith. You are saved by grace through faith. Know that if you are seated where you are, you can do it with the actions that you were saved, or we are saved by grace. Grace is like a cross. Why? Because grace is revealed unto all. So grace is like the horizontal spread of what God has provided. But then it says, through faith. When it says through faith, it means faith now becomes like the vertical cutting, channeling the grace of God into your life and into my life. And that's why whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, because faith channels the revelation of Jesus Christ in our life. So it's very important that as we go through this, you understand that we are not just speaking revelation as some spiritistic thing that cannot be accessed. No, we are talking about that which God has provided for, that by faith, you and I can channel the grace of God into our life and begin to live the life of grace and be saved by grace. And it says, through faith. So note that as we continue with this access and victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ, living the life of victory through the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, we are in the season right now of the Passover celebration throughout the whole world. Everybody knows it is called the Easter season all over the world. We know that it's the celebration of the Passover, and Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb, and he makes us unleavened lamb. That is the lamb that is appointed to be without sin. Why? Because Jesus, who knew no sin, became sin for us, that we be made the righteousness of God. So as we are the righteousness of God. According to 1 Corinthians 5:20, we are the unleavened lamb. And so we are in the season of celebrating the Passover. And for today, as a prophetic interjection that puts us in alignment with the heartbeat of heaven in this season, throughout the world, there is a shaking that is taking place. And we know that it is God's shaking, because he said in the word, he said in Hebrews chapter 12, behold, I shake all things. And when he said all things this time, he says the heavens and the earth. There is a shaking, and he says, so that in this shaking, the things that remain may remain, and those that be removed, be removed. And he said, the things that remain are the things of the kingdom of God. And that's Hebrews chapter 12 for you. Now, we are in the season of the shaking, and we are celebrating the Passover. It is important, therefore, to prophetically connect what God is calling the church kingdom for. What is the church about? What is receiving Jesus about in this season? I do believe that receiving Jesus in this season is about the call to stand before the rulers of this world, before every principality and power, and begin to stand to proclaim the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. And we can see right now, with the flip of a television switch, the spirits that are prevailing all over the world are the spirits that are the same throughout the world, the things that the United States of America is facing politically are the same things that South Africa is facing. They're the same things that Europe is facing. They're the same things that the Middle East is facing right now. And right in the midst of all that, God has appointed Jesus Christ, and he has exalted him, and through him, he has called out and birthed the church in the earth. And Jesus himself, as we read in Matthew 16 the previous week, he declared that I will build my church upon the rock of my revelation, and the gates of hell will not prevail. So the question is, how does the church stand in the midst of what's going on in this season of the Passover? The only way we can stand is to look at him, Jesus Christ, who is our Passover. How did he stand in the midst of the development of his time? I do believe that God allowed Jesus to walk this world and to stand the way he stood, so that in the time that we are living in, we be able to stand and speak the heart of the Father and speak the will of God right here on earth. And I want you to receive a few points as we will be reading some scriptures that are positioning us with the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ in the Passover season for such a time as this throughout the world, in the face of all the political developments that are taking place in the world. Number one, we must understand that these things are constructions. The revelation of the word we are sharing with you, they are constructions of creative, intersective, governmental posture. God wants us to stand creatively. How? As those who are co-creators with him. For the Bible says we are co-laborers with God. Yes, we are his workmanship. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are co-laborers with God. We are his workmanship. We are created in Christ unto good works. Are we hearing this now? We are created in Christ unto good works, which means we are appointed to be co-creators with God to produce good works right here in the earth. Why good works? Because the devil, who is the god of this world, is blinding the minds of those that do not believe, and the evil is trying to parade itself as though it's ruling the world. But we are appointed unto good works, so that through the good we will be able to destroy the evil, for we overcome the evil with the good. So we are receiving creative, interceptive, governmental, clear posture through these things. Number one, understand the power of governance domain throughout the world, the political spheres of governance, so that we know how to pray prophetically. The power of the governance domain is divinely set by God, and it is upon those that are in it. It has dominion over those that are in it. The power of the governor's domain is divinely vested upon the domain itself, which means it is God who has appointed that there be the divine order of governance even in the earth. And that's why in 1 Timothy chapter 2, Paul says, I exhort therefore that prayers and intercession, supplications be made for all men, for the rulers, for the authority, for those that are in power. Why? Because it is God who set up that order. And therefore, when we pray in obedience to God's command to pray, in God's counsel for us to pray, the minute we do it, we are connecting the divine purpose of God for the direction of the affairs of this world. And number two, the governance domain does not belong to the politicians or any opinion camp that might be here in the world. As we see them throughout, we cannot even name names, but as we know the structures of governance, here is prophetic direction. The governance domain does not belong to men and women who are in the opinion camps of that. Number three, the domain of governance wields power over those that are standing in them, and therefore, if not reverently recognized, if not honored, if not discerned with the fear and the conscience that is quickened unto God, there is bound to be vulnerability to drunkenness with power or abuse of power that prevails throughout the whole world. Why are these things happening? Because the domain of governance wields power that is from God over those that are posted as officials there. And if they do not discern that power right, there is bound to be confusion, there is bound to be abuse, misuse, or even drunkenness with power. Now, why are we showing this thing? Because in the Passover season, when Jesus was brought before the rulers of the world, he stood in a time like the time that we are standing in right now. When Jesus was brought before the Pilate to stand, he himself was the embodiment of the truth. He was the embodiment of justice. He was the embodiment of righteousness. He was the embodiment of power. He was the embodiment of integrity. He was the embodiment of incorruptibility, humility, and he was life itself. Yet he was dragged before the rulers of the governor's domains of his time. It was in the same way. What does this mean for us? It means we are brought to such a time as this to stand even as Christ stood in the midst of all that is going on. Why? Because we now are the unleavened bread, and Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb. So out of his grace that he stood with before the ruler, he exposed Pilate. When we read now in John chapter 19, we read John chapter 19 and verse 10 and 11. When we read there, we see Jesus standing before Pilate. And as Jesus stands before Pilate, he is brought nearer now to the time of his death. And we are in this season of the Passover celebration throughout the world. It is important to notice this. After Jesus was mocked and mocked and mocked, he was brought before Pilate. And Pilate said unto him, "Are you not speaking to me?" When Jesus was silent, he said, "Do you not know that I have power to crucify you and power to release you?" Jesus answered and said, "You could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above. Therefore, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin." He was referring to Judas and the Jews that were even giving him over. And he said to him, "Listen, you could have no power at all against me unless it had been given to you from above." I want you to know this. In the season of the Passover, here is Christ, our Passover. He humbles himself still, even in that confession. While the confession is a confession of authority, but he released it with humility. He could have said to Pilate, "Don't you know that I am the one who has come from above, and therefore I'm having the power? I'm the one who is carrying the power of the office that you are occupying." But Jesus still humbled himself and said to him, "Don't you know that you could have no power at all against me unless it had been given you from above?" Now, what was this? It was Jesus exposing the ignorance of the domain of governance, the political sphere of his time, which was aiming to crucify him and to silence the voice of God through his life. As people shouted, "Crucify him," they meant silence his voice. But he stood there and said, "The power you have is the power that comes from above, where I come from." But in the same way, like the political rulers of our day, Pilate was blinded by the foolishness of world intelligence and wisdom. He thought that he had power over the truth. He thought he had power over justice. He thought he had power over righteousness, which is all Jesus. He thought he had power Jesus. In the same way, the powers of the day, they think they do have power over the church kingdom. But listen, Matthew 16, Jesus has already declared, I will build my church upon the rock of my revelation, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. What does this mean? It means that every expression of evil that we see, even manifesting through the governments of the world systems, every evil you might be seeing will not prevail against the church, against the witness of the church, against what the church stands for. For the church stands for the truth of God, the justice of God, the righteousness of God, the power of God, the integrity of God, the incorruptibility of God. And he says the gates of hell will not prevail. What does this mean? It means, therefore, the truth of Jesus Christ will prevail. This is the hope that we have. Why? Because Christ in us is the hope of glory, the very glory that the domains of political rule is searching for, is touching, the very glory that every sphere of social engagement is searching for, is the glory that God has locked to be embodied in the church through Jesus Christ. And he declares that Christ in us is the hope of glory. Therefore, this means the evil that we see around may be something that is holding you in your life, and the devil is trying to put you in a corner and say, you're not the only one that gives in to this evil. You are not the only one that gives in to this addiction. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, no, God has appointed that that expression of hell, whether it's an attack in your spirit, whether it's an attack in your soul, in your mind, an oppression of the enemy, God has not appointed you to prevail. He says the gates of hell, the expressions of evil, will not prevail against the revelation of Jesus Christ. When you receive the revelation of Jesus Christ, you are poised, positioned, and empowered that you can stand to declare and speak the victory over every evil plot of the enemy against your life. Why? Because in John chapter 10 and verse 10, he said, the thief, which is the devil, which is the expression of the gates of hell, he says, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But he says, I am come as Jesus, as the good shepherd. I am come that you might have life, and life abundantly, which means not just life for a moment, not just life for an emotional experience of seconds, no, life abundantly, life in an overflowing way, life in a sustained way. That's what Jesus has come for, my beloved. That's what this Passover lamb in this season of Easter, in this season of the Passover celebration throughout the world, that's what this Passover lamb is about. So as Jesus stood before Pilate, saw the church is called to stand in the face of all that is going on. And you may ask me right now, who is the church? The church is you and I, my friend, when we open up our hearts and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. This is the victory of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now I want to close it right now with 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1, where it says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Yes, the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the true church of the Passover Lamb, is the church that is born of God. Why? Because we have believed that Jesus is the Christ. Now here is the breakthrough for you that we will link up together with the Matthew 16 where we began. The closing of the last principle of Matthew 16 where we were, he said to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Now, in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14, he says, this now is our confidence. This is our confidence in Christ Jesus, that whatever we ask, listen to this right now, this is the confidence that we have, that come to him and pray according to his will, he hears us. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. There we are. He says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And when we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. This is the kingdom authority. This is the keys of heaven released unto you and me, that whatever we bind on earth is already bound in heaven. Whatever we lose on earth is already loose in heaven. So you and I have to walk the fulfillment of the Passover lamb on the cross, declaring it is finished. So we are called to begin to execute the finished work of the cross of Jesus Christ. This is your time. This is the glory that you are destined for, even right here in this world, so that through you and I, we will irradiate the knowledge of the glory of the Lord to cover the earth, even as the waters cover the sea. We speak the blessing of the Lord throughout the Passover celebration of your life. Know that Christ is the Passover lamb, and by the revelation of him in your life, you have victory over all the world. And that's the victory for your life. Receive it right now in your spirit, your soul, your body, your character, and your material. Receive it for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.